If you could tell us, what is the evidence to show these links between terrorism and other kinds of criminal activities?
Terrorist groups need money to operate. Very often people make the assumption that they look at how much a terrorist attack actually costs. I have an idea that the Bali attack cost something like $20,000. So it doesn't sound like very much, but the reality is that in order to plan, to recruit people, to train them, to plan, to gather all the material that you need and do it all in secret, that requires an organization that is not out legitimately working. And so it does actually require quite a lot of resources. And very often those resources are gathered through illicit means.
Are there evidence of links, particularly in Africa? I mean, we heard mention of Somali piracy. Are there evidence of that being linked to terrorism or to organised crime?
Well, actually, it's been quite difficult to establish that link. A leader in the Shabab happened to say that they had recently signed an agreement with one of the pirate groups, to take a share of their ransoms. So that presumably is a very clear indication, at least, well, whether we've seen the proof of it or not, at least they're claiming a link there. So yes, that's a link that is obviously extremely worrying.
And what is your directorate doing to help member states then to counter to this?
We're doing a lot of things. First of all, we tend to work with regions rather than countries. And the reason for that is there is a lot of counter-terrorism work that is being done out there by member states. And they actually have the expertise. They've got the law enforcement expertise. They've got customs expertise and even counter-financing expertise. What we bring, what the United Nations brings to the table is an ability to bring people together and then to facilitate cooperation and exchange between countries, because that's what the UN is. We are a forum, and in doing that, if we are use a combination of our judgment as to which countries it would be really useful to bring together, because there are some linkages that they could very effectively make, and our knowledge of what the nature of the threat is, then we're very often able to do things that can have a bit of a difference, that can start a process that we hope will then be carried on between the countries themselves or even by other donors.